Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Give me Olin Krutz. Line them back up. 47, 46 years old. I'll take it.
Gosh, man, at some point, I know it's 2024. At some point, shut the hell up.
Olin Krutz.
If the guy didn't want to fight me at some point during the game, I am not playing hard enough.
14-year NFL veteran.
The leader of the whole deal, Olin Krutz. He's the heartbeat, he's the soul, and he's the guy that's going to lead the way for the Bears offensive line.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
I know if Olin's speaking, it's going to be the truth. It's going to be what he sees, and it's probably going to be right.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Good morning, Matt. Welcome to The Score.
I want to tell you guys about my conversation with George McCaskey while I was tailgating in the South Lot. So I'm a $50? Season older. What's that?
No, go ahead. Paul's being funny.
Today was the first time ever that George actually sniffed back at me.
I've been sniffed at by George at the ticket office, right?
Yeah.
When you go up and get your tickets back.
If you have a relationship with George McCaskey, you've probably been sniffed at.
I know what that feels like.
I know. Olin is going to abstain from this conversation for obvious reasons.
I've been sniffed at many a time.
And I look forward to hearing that story again and hope he includes it in his Hall of Fame induction speech.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Oh, our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. By the way, Tanny got us a whole bunch of Olin Krutz stickers.
Oh, dude, they're gorgeous.
I put it up on my laptop today.
That is awesome.
So for those of you who are watching on Twitch, you can see the most awesome sticker of Olin Krutz. It is so appropriate for this particular week as the Bears are getting ready to take on the Green Bay Packers. What's up, O?
What's up, guys? Man, I want to thank Tanny. I love those stickers. So been a big hit in my house, too. My daughters, they stuck it on a few things. I said, I don't know if that's appropriate for school, guys, so you got to watch out.
We don't want them to get in trouble. That's for sure.
We don't. Yeah.
What's your assessment of what's gone on this week? Like, I'm sure that you probably felt like the move with Waldron needed to happen, but what does this do to a team when you have this type of upheaval?
It's a really interesting move, right? And it's kind of like we talked about last week a little bit about how Pete Carroll talked about Shane Waldron down there in Seattle. And then, you know, you wonder, you know, who are – so they're blaming this on Shane Waldron, trying to jumpstart their young rookie quarterback, trying to jumpstart their offense. Found a lot of the comments, guys, interesting, coming out of Halas Hall, as I'm sure you guys did, right? The attention to details, the letting things go. You guys have all played sports, right? I start to wonder myself, I wonder what they're really saying, right? I wonder if they know what they're saying and what they're talking about. Because remember now, when the OC is out there, there's a quarterback coach, right? There's the pass game coordinator who's now the OC, right? There's a wide receiver coach, there's a running back coach, there's an O-line coach. Who's responsible for the details at each position, guys? Who's responsible for emphasizing that guys do things the right way? It's not the OC, guys. It's the position coach. Right. So when they say those things, I think to myself, man, I wonder if they know what they're saying. And I understand that it was time to move on for Shane Waldron. I wasn't a big fan of his for a while, as you guys know. Wasn't a big fan of his play calling. Wasn't a big fan of his play calling down there in Seattle. It's early to move on from a coordinator. That's a lot of people said, oh, it's been done. And I know I've heard you guys all week. Nothing's apples to apples. I just don't know if it's ever been done to a rookie quarterback to create that much change, that much chaos. in a young quarterback season is very interesting to me, and I'm interested to see which direction this goes in.
That's really interesting to hear you talk about what they might actually be saying and what the dynamic is. Like, so is Shane Waldron, is the offensive coordinator, supposed to be coaching up the coaches, the assistants, and then letting them coach the players? Like, where's the disconnect and how it's supposed to work with the details, Olin? That's interesting.
That's a great question. Where is the disconnect, right? Because I've been a lot of coaching staffs. You guys do in your own building, in every business, there's good cop, bad cop, right? And if I have an OC who's not really into getting the guy's faces, right, because not everybody responds to the same kind of coaching, then I surround him with guys that do get into people's faces. I surround him with the bad cops, right? Oh, that guy's too nice. I've had a lot of nice guys coach in the building who are really good ball coaches, right? So you're telling me this one guy is the reason there is no details on your offense, right? The OC guys, he's not even in position meetings. I hate to get frustrated, but the things that come out of Hallis Hall, guys, as you guys know, Lawrence has sat and watched a lot of games with me. I get perplexed sometimes when people start talking about things out of Hallis Hall, when they start saying things, right? Like we said 3 years ago, this O-line is going to be a problem. Oh, my gosh. Now it's a problem, right? Pete Carroll said last November that we have unique talent, right? We have unique talent on the Seattle Seahawks offense, and I don't think we're using it the right way. Oh, let's bring the guy and build the same unique talents and give him that offense. Look, I'm just confused when I listen to this stuff, guys. Really confused at the fact that, well, it's the details. This guy wasn't being hard enough on us. The OC is not in the meeting room, guys. When the running back makes a mistake, you guys tell me, who corrects him?
It's the running back coach.
Chad Martin.
When the wide receivers make a mistake, who corrects him?
The wide receiver coach.
What the hell are we talking about?
So how much responsibility do the players have?
The pass
have
game
on
was broken. We'll make the pass game coordinator the OC. I'm sorry, Lawrence. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Do your thing. Because,
you're on it.
Look, Speaks and I also thought it was weird too that the guy is the passing game coordinator, but he's never really talked with Caleb, who's the quarterback, who's ideally the person on the field in charge of your passing game. I think that's a little strange.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch them go forward here. They play a lot of good teams. They play a lot of better teams than they have played. Look, I don't think anybody is cheering more for Thomas Brown than us, right? We're tired of watching that offense there at Soldier Field. We're tired of them not being able to score points in the first half. We're tired of all that stuff. We want the young quarterback to develop. It's good for our business. It's good for their business. It's good for everybody. We want them all going the right direction. We all knew there'd be some regression in Caleb Williams' first year, right? We're all wondering. Everyone's trying to figure out what the hell is going on up there, asking all these questions. Answer it on the football field, right? Like I heard Dan Weider talk about their film. And I always tell you guys, people lie. Film doesn't. Film never lies to me. Lawrence watched a lot of games with me. I could care less what the people at Hallis Hall said. I just watched the film. It tells me everything I need to know, right? Their offense was broken. I'm just confused about players coming out, older players, captains coming out and saying that we weren't emphasizing details enough. I tell you who emphasized details when we were at Hallis Hall. I did. We emphasized details. It doesn't mean we're always good. It doesn't mean we always did the right thing. But I never came out and laid waste to one coach and blamed him for the fact that I wasn't concentrating on my details.
Well, see, there it is. That's incredible stuff from Olin Kreutz. Olin, that's what Lawrence was getting at right there. He started to ask about the player's responsibility because Keenan is talking about seeing other players, right? Mercedes Lewis flat out said it, from the youngest to the oldest, we need to be told what to do. So, like, I wonder if these players are calling each other out and being as responsible for each other as you need to be. It sounds like you have your doubts about that.
Well, I have my doubts on, do they know how to fix it, right? Do they know when guys come out and say that stuff about Shane Waldron, and like I said, I wasn't a huge fan of his playing calling, questioned him on the way in, right? When I read about him and I studied him and I watched their film down in Seattle, and I saw that, oh, look, we built the exact same offense for him here, except our offensive line wasn't as good as Seattle's offensive line. But I figured that, you know, maybe they thought they would all grow together and him and Caleb would develop a relationship like Caleb was talking about earlier on. It's just, you know, since the Washington game, guys, it's been interesting there, right? To watch them talk a lot about their coaching staff, the coach staff not take responsibility, then take responsibility, then someone gets fired, and then they all come out and again, instead of saying, you know, I got to get better, and you know, me not doing my job, you know, I used to think, man, when guys got fired, I'd feel bad because I felt like I didn't do my job to help this guy keep his job, right? And I know it's the NFL and it's a hard business and all that stuff is true. But at Hallis Hall right now, they're trying to fix their offense. Thomas Brown is up, but the other coaches, everyone surrounding him, they all have to do their job too. Because when I hear things like the details and accountability and all that kind of stuff, I've been on a lot of football fields. Like when I'm at Carmel, when the offensive line makes a mistake, Jason McKee doesn't yell at them guys. I do. Right, I'm the offensive line coach. I get them going. I worry about the details. I worry about what they're doing wrong. I worry about the things that they should be doing. And then I go back and I talk to the OC and the head coach, and then I talk to them about the guys, and they let me know what plays they want to run and what they want done. But the fundamentals, right, the fundamentals, the hands up, the pad under pad, they bring their knees, they stay over your feet, they get your hands inside, they regroup your hands. That's my responsibility.
I'm going to get the opportunity to watch football again with Olin, which is like going to grad school. He and Patrick Manley, because I'm going to be sitting in for Mully this week on the pregame show that will be live at Wonderverse in Oak Brook, which is a really great place. You should come out. We'll be there from 9 to noon doing the pregame, and then we'll also do the post after the game is done. Wonderverse is awesome. Great Clips is going to be sponsoring the postgame show. It's presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse, Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Oh, one of the things that I picked up from you is you talk about how people can talk about focus and concentration on Sunday, but it doesn't really matter that much if guys weren't focusing and concentrating on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and when they're looking at the film of the next team. What are you hoping happened this week at Hallis Hall from that standpoint on trying to get yourself together and then your unit together to make sure that you don't have a disaster against Green Bay?
Yeah, the interesting thing about everything you just said is that can make all the difference in the world, right? And with that change, with that firing, maybe a little fire under everybody, and now you get a little more focused, a little more concentration, and now guys are all moving in the right direction, and Tom, they bought into Thomas Brown, and if they weren't totally bought into Shane Waldron, then that was a big problem, right? That's a big problem to have on your football team. So you're hoping, like you're saying, Lawrence, everyone says details. Well, let's define it, right? Let's define details. Details is that Monday you're already watching your first and second down cut-ups. You know what they like to do. You know what defense they like to run against you. You know how they're going to attack you from whatever personnel you have in auto. If you have three wide receivers, you know what they're lining up in. They got one or two defenses on first, second down, and they got one or two blitzes, and then you're watching the guys you're going against, right? If I'm a center, I'm watching Kenny Clark, right? I'm watching their linebackers. I'm watching how I'm going to attack them. I'm going to go after them, and then I'm applying that in walkthroughs, right? My focus is there in walkthroughs. I'm using the technique I have to use is Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark's really good with his hands. You better get your hands on him quickly, or he will dominate your center. So that's what you're talking about when you define, when everybody keeps saying details, we have to do the details right. Well, then that means you have to do it every day. And like you guys saw with the Bears last week, with the delay of games, the offsides, the penalties, the guys not working to the right guys, the guys not on the same page in the pass game, the receivers different depth than the quarterbacks throwing the ball, the running back not really hitting the right hole, the linemen not getting to where they're supposed to be, not working together the proper way on the proper angles. Those are all the details they need to work on. And that, my friends, start not Monday. That starts Sunday after your game is done. If you got time, pop in the next team.
What do you hope to see in terms of...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Kinds of running plays and personnel and frequency from this offense on Sunday, Olin.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it, and that's usually the cure for a broken offense, right? Is you run the ball downhill, be stubborn with it, keep yourself either ahead of the chains or in a kind of a favorable down the distance, right? Second and eight, second and nine. I heard John Gruden talking about, all the old ball coaches hate the quick side-to-side screens. I heard him talk about just getting the ball out fast, getting the ball out quickly, taking what's there. Same thing we were talking about when Shane Waldron was here, right? Over and over again. We were talking about play-action passes now. They checked the two play-action passes last week, and Caleb held the ball for 6 seconds and didn't give DJ Moore a shot one-on-one down the field. But Swift is really good. You guys saw that those inside zone runs with the tight end splitting back, Cole Kmet coming back to kick out what they call the emu, the end man on the line of scrimmage. He's got that guy. The lineman double-teaming up. It would be great to have Darnell Wright back, a big man, strong, their best lineman. Braxton Jones is back. It'll be good to have him back. They got a tough matchup this week. The Packers are really good at the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. It's going to be tough for them. But everything you guys have been talking about, I don't have to say it again. Everybody's been saying it. We all know how to simplify the offense for a quarterback, right? Move the pocket, give them half-field reads. If you ever hear Bowen talk, I know Lawrence has him all a lot of time. He's great at that. Everyone knows what you should give a young quarterback. The Bears are just struggling on getting that stuff executed and communicated on the field, and they're really struggling, man, just taking the layups right now, right? Can't miss your layups, and they're missing them, right? And they're not stubborn enough with the run. Now we got a former running back coach here calling plays. We'll see what happens.
Spies and I have been talking about, like, Caleb's part in all of this and how excited everyone was for Caleb. Is it fair to think that the Bears – expected too much and put too much on him? Or if a rookie comes in and is very confident in their skills, you should throw stuff at him? To me, it feels like they threw everything at him instead of saying, hey man, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to perfect this. And when we perfect this, then we're going to move on to this. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, let's rewind back, right? Let's rewind back when they were struggling earlier in the year. And everybody started talking about giving the players more power, right? We need our first 15. And they came out and they said they told the coaches what they wanted. They told the coaches what they wanted to do. And then they had 3 games of success and everybody was raving about it. Remember that, right? Everybody was raving after the Jaguars game. Great. You gave them all. You're doing what the players want. You gave them their first 15 and the players came out and announced. We told the coaches what they needed to do and they did it. And we were doing great. And then after that, people caught up to what they were doing. This is the NFL, man. You're going against the best in the world. Once you put on film what you are, they'll take it away. So, like Caleb, I'm still excited about him. I don't know about you guys, man. Like, he threw that ball last week out of bunch. He whipped it to Keenan Allen. You know, sometimes he does things you're like, man, that is an elite talent the Bears have at quarterback. We've seen a lot of elite talents fail, right? A lot of it has to do with culture and your building you're in. As you guys know, eventually the people in that building, they have to understand how hard it is to win, not only in the NFL, how hard it is to win in Chicago with the microscope that the quarterback is under. And the people at Halas Hall have to understand that and have to help this young kid groom and grow and get moving in the right direction. And they got to get, like, they got to get him just playing ball again. Like you guys, everyone's talking about, stop seeing ghosts, get the ball out of your hands. Get it to your playmakers. The playmakers got to start making plays, right? The playmakers got to start getting open. The guys who they gave a lot of money to got to start doing stuff that says they understand what their contract is and what they need to do. So the young quarterback has a long way to go. Surprise, surprise, right? The rookie quarterback has regressed at midway through an NFL season in November. If somebody thought that wasn't going to happen, it wasn't me. Right, I've followed the NFL too long to not know that there's going to be regression coming at different points in the season. especially midseason, especially, guys, you can almost set your clock to it, especially after they play good, right? Because what are they doing when they play good? They're doing what they want to do. You know what they do in the NFL? They take that away from you and make you do something else.
Olin Krutz here with us. All right, man. Bears-Packers. You got a story about Bears-Packers that you've never told that now is perhaps the right time to tell, Olin? Or if you'd like to go to one that you have told that is your favorite, you can do that too. It's dealer's choice for Olin Krutz on a Bears-Packers Friday, sir.
As you guys know, I've been a part of a lot of Bears and Packers games. There's the Walter Payton game that everybody calls is my favorite memory, man. Brian Robinson blocks that kick. We win the game. No business in beating that football team with the football team that we had going up there that day. Obviously, we all think Walter Payton helped us out a little bit and lifted Brian Robinson up and blocked that kick. But, we played in the coldest game in Bears history, overtime against the Packers, won that game. You know, obviously, the NFC Championship game sucks, but the week leading up to it was something, man. It was something to be a part of that history, Packers versus Bears. I my first start, guys, ever in the NFL was versus the Green Bay Packers. It was the last game of the year. Started for Dave Wansett at center. I went against Gilbert Brown, right? I've been against B.J. Raji. I've been against every nose guard you can imagine there from 90 to 2000. They had great teams. We had great battles. That game is an extremely important game. You learn to hate them, you learn to respect them also, and you learn to get after them. You know, a part of rivalry, even when I'm not playing, right? Everyone's mad about me saying I'm going to beat up Aaron Rodgers or punch him in the face or whatever it may be. And I get comments on that too, but it's been a lot of fun through the years. Just like to get back on, you know, I think there was a time there in the mid-2000s where we were winning a lot against the Green Bay Packers. You know, obviously we had Brian Urlacher and the guys there on the other side of the ball. That defense was ferocious, and they haunted the Packers for a while there. But I'd like to get back to that, winning more games right now. As you've heard a lot of people saying, we have no argument. It's not really a rivalry right now. We don't like them. They don't like us. I heard them talk a little trash about DJ Moore this week. That pissed me off, even though I'm not even in the locker room. That made me mad, right? I heard them talking about it's not a rivalry. Like, that's why we're talking about we got to get Caleb Williams better. We got to get everybody moving in the right direction. Got the defense to stop the run. It's going to be tough this week. Just looking for more wins against the guys up north.
Hey, Olin, I was on Green Bay radio this morning, and I can tell you that Green Bay fans and Bears fans can bond over one thing these days: enjoying Aaron Rodgers struggling as a Jet. We are all enjoying seeing that old man get caught as he tries to scramble because he's 40 and he can't do it anymore. Everybody's enjoying that failure together. So we're bonding.
We're bonding on that. And then you remember he's making $50 million this year. That just hits you again. You know what I mean? He just wins again. You know what I mean? Like, you guys all think he's suffering. He's on a private jet. You know what I mean? Eating cheesecake and drinking wine with his pinky out, right? Here's a crazy thing. I tell you how crazy this rivalry is, guys. We talk about stopping the Packers' run game, right? There's a Butkus up there, right? Luke Butkus is the O-line coach. He does their run game for them. He's a former Illini, ILL, and he played for the Bears here his rookie year. He's actually a Harry Heistand guy. Know him well, but that's how crazy it is, man. It's a Butkus coaching the Packers run game, and that's what we got to stop this week.
Oh, have a great night tonight. Have a good weekend. I'll see you Sunday morning over at Wonderverse in Oak Brook.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Olin. God, he's the best.
Look, man.
What a great data point to add to the Bears-Packers thing. Luke Butkus is the offensive line coach.
This is what I've been trying to tell you. I was in a room with him and Briggs and Alex and Matt Forte watching games. And basically, I was like the plush toy. Like when they'd want to, you know, get some frustration out.
They grab you.
Yeah. There's a gif of Alex just like shaking me because he's so excited about something that he's seeing on the screen. But that's the level of intensity that he watches games with. Like, the guy cares, man. And people are like, wait, why isn't Olin coaching for the Bears?
Uh-huh.
Like, seeing some of these texts that come in.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this about Olin, and I know that he doesn't like people just, like, talking about him. That's what he's like as a friend, too. Like, you need that motivation. Like, you need someone to let you know to get your bleep together. You get a text message from Olin.
Yeah.
You stand up straight.
You need
and get your stuff together.
You need people like that.
He's a good man. Yeah, I enjoy him quite a bit.
I was going to text you that to get your stuff together, but I didn't think that you'd take it from me the same way.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
I mean, I did play center. Does that matter for the Sequoias, the mighty ones? Did I tell you we were the mighty Sequoias?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still didn't matter, huh? Whatever, Shane.
I mean, you bring up your intramural football as if I was not like a great intramural football quarterback.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Not center.
We'll do that.
Quarter. The guy that,
You were the quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, they're both knowledge acquisition positions.
The quarterback, though.
Yeah, well, we need to work together.
It was a whole freshman team. All right, went to the championship game.
You talk about it on Wendell and Herman as much as you want.
I don't know. Wendell, he hates those days. Those are dark days for him. Yeah, he's gonna leave that up to Holmes. Secondarily.
I understand. Lawrence, there's a big-time buzz. Tanny, big-time buzz is here. He's here.
Do we salute big-time buzz?
Big-time buzz is all about a non-football activity that's taking place tonight. We need to discuss, and you'll hear some audio that ties into my theory about what's going to happen in this thing tonight. We'll do that next on Spiegel and Holmes. Ooh. And 670 The Score. 670 The Score.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.